Recently, a primary school in Shanghai has found itself in media spotlight as the students' parents compete to make the school's parents' committee, or 家长委员会. Parents parade their education background, job titles, and wealth. One father is a graduate from Peking University. Another got an MBA from Wharton Business School. A mother is the president of a well-known company. Where do you stop? Who's the winner? And most people will be the losers. Just talking about this makes me all stressed out, even without a kid. So, what is this parents committee that parents are trying to get into?
Well, I think Ryan may be familiar with the concept, like
PTA,
like a school board, or
it's like parent-teacher association.
Yeah, okay. It's an association that comes between the school and the parents, sort of to facilitate communication between the two, and also sometimes to organize extracurricular activities such as spring and autumn outings, does campus chores like cleaning for lower grade students because they're too young, they can't do it themselves, and maybe work as staff during major events, for instance, during sports meetings, and also run errands for other parents, such as shopping for extra textbooks. So this concept or this idea is sort of new in China, because in 2012, China's Ministry of Education issued a document calling for the establishment of such organizations, parents' committee, across the country. That's when this concept really began to take off.
Yeah, I agree. You know, PTAs, they, I think many times the school organizes a lot of the outings and stuff, but parents can get involved through the PTA. So like, say the school doesn't have enough money to pay for a coach for the kids' football team. Well, I can be like, hey, I'm part of the PTA. I used to play football in college. Let me coach the kids. You know, these kind of things. So many different ways for parents basically to interact.
To get involved.
In school, in the kids' lives. Yeah, so specifically, though, let's talk about what's going on. So parent committee is the bridge between the parents and the teachers. Being a committee member offers opportunities, I guess here in China, with how these parents have been using it, to make a stronger impression on the teachers, who may in turn favor the kids or communicate more. Occasions for some kids to appear on stage or to take part in certain contests. Parents think it's an excellent opportunity, and that's why they get involved in this parent committee. And usually they're the first to know. And I guess because they're part of the committee, their kids will be tapped first. You know, these kids will be chosen first to go on stage to be part of these special events or things that happen. And sometimes the information doesn't even spread outside of the parents' committee because the roles are limited, right? So this could also be a problem, though, they found, I guess, during spring and autumn outings. You know, let's say the schools are supposed to be in charge of the kids' safety, but also, you know, if you mix parents in there, parents have a different idea what safe is or what to do with the kids or what these kind of things that could cause problems. You know, there should be a standard for things that involve school and everybody's kids, yet we have this parent committee that's being so involved or wanting to be involved. One thing I particularly have a problem with, though, as I had just talked about, is how it has, I guess, become so competitive, and how parents are really just trying to get in there, not for a committee, like a community. You know, I always think of committee as looking out for a community. This is not about that. This is like, I'm involved because of my kid. Not the whole student body or all the kids in the class. I want my kid to get all the special stuff.
Yeah, let me get into the inner circle where all the important information is shared.
But what about kids whose parents work all the time?
Exactly.
So now my kid, because I work all the time, he can't go on stage to be in part in plays or go to certain things, contests, because I have to work all the time. Or what if a kid has a single mom? You know, these kind of situations arise where kids could want maybe to be a part of this, but because the competitiveness and how, I guess, qualifications, like in the Shanghai story, I guess the selection process for how people are selected to be a part of this, let's call it PTA or parent committee, you know, I think they're synonymous, basically is based off of your qualifications, things like your job and stuff. To give you an example, I'm going to read maybe one of the ones we got here of what somebody said to be kind of elected into the parent committee. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter's mom. I graduated from Central Michigan University, and now I work at a private fund. Peter's dad has a PhD and now works at State Administration for Foreign Exchange. I apply to be a member of the Parents Committee because I've been the head of Parents Committee at Peter's Kindergarten for 3 years in a row. I work flexible hours, and I'm available anytime as needed. I'm an amateur photographer, and I can volunteer to take photos for the whole class. These kind of things, it goes on, but you notice, I actually like the later stuff she mentions, but at the beginning, where you went to school and all that stuff, I really don't care about. You know, every parent should have the ability, whether, well, look at me, just because I work in radio, and maybe another parent is part of NASA and is the first person to be picked to go to Mars, I can't be a part of my kids' extracurricular activities. That really disenfranchises me as well, as a parent.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And also, it does beg to ask that question of fairness in all of this. Also, isn't the school where kids learn and compete to some extent? And when parents feel the pressure that maybe they're not good enough in a way, that all other parents are trying to one-up you kind of thing, it's just so... It's such an impossible story to look at, and now you feel bad for yourself when you're not, you know, the NASA astronaut or maybe the head of a hedge fund kind of thing because of you can't get into the parents' association or committee. How does this even make any sense?
Well, I think this has to do with the decisions or the decision-making process in the school involved. For instance, if a kid wants to go up to join a competition or something, which is a very excellent opportunity for the kids because he gets to train himself. But in this case, the decision solely lies on the teacher. And I guess that's the reason why the parents are showcasing their excellent qualifications. For instance, where I work, where what kind of resources or social resources I can command. It's sort of a way to convince the teacher that I'm a powerful, connected person, and in case you need some help, I can help you.
So the parents are trying everything to give their kid one leg up.
I think, yeah, it's more about not trying to help other kids' students. This is competitive. It's my kid versus your kid in this kind of mentality of how this committee is being used. So it's not going to benefit the whole classroom. I'm looking to list all my credentials so that I can get involved and get chosen for my kid. But sometimes I think the ones that are the best to pick are the ones that love their kids the most, that are less about listing their, you know, credentials, but more about, like, hey, I've been involved in, you know, community activities for a long time. I volunteered in certain, you know, things that involve children. I'm really great with kids. Or what about somebody who's like also maybe has been a teacher or these kind of things? You know, instead of the guy that worked with Morgan Stanley. I mean, how does that make you great on school outings? I mean, I don't see the connection there yet. If I love my kid and I want to spend time with them, I shouldn't have to pay because of my life decisions or what I decided as my career.
Okay, the situation that I just described was a little bit like second-guessing the parents, but there is a more friendly interpretation, for instance, for them to list their credentials. I think for them to talk to other parents, like when they're introducing themselves in certain specific jobs, that shows they are responsible, excellent human beings who will care about their kid and who will in turn care about the kids of other parents.
I don't think that you're necessarily your job title. I've seen people that work at Morgan Stanley. I've seen people that have great jobs but are complete slobs in their life, Liming. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people who decided to be radio hosts, maybe not something seen as the most best profession in the world, yet their personal lives are completely together. You know, your job qualification doesn't necessarily correlate with how great of a parent you are or how you manage your life outside of work. I mean, I think actually for your kids, for kids in general to get nourishment and care and feel like they're a part of something more than just a race, but having fun and making friends and sharing in a community, it's better to pick the people that aren't fierce competitors, that aren't going to be like, my kid and not your kid. And these are the people you're picking to be a part of a committee that's supposed to benefit the whole classroom?
Well, I think, you have to look at this country. China is a very populous country, so all kinds of resources are limited, so including the opportunity for kids to present themselves. So in this case, it's natural for parents to get a little competitive. In this situation, or under the circumstances, I think there are ways that we could make this game a little bit fairer or equal. For instance, we come up with the mechanism whereby we could choose the members of the family parents committee a little more fairly. For instance, let them rotate a little bit, like every year or something.
You know, maybe I think that's just an excuse, saying the populace and all this stuff, and that's why we're competitive. You know, like, there's always going to be competition, no matter what, as long as you're not the only person in the room. But, you know, I had my dad, the reason I guess why I'm passionate about this is because I had my dad, I remember, go on nature hikes with me in school. And to be deprived of that because somebody was working at NASA or worked at Stanley Morgan, and for that reason, I would resent that, especially as a parent and a kid. It shouldn't be based off that. And, you know, I understand what you're saying, too. Sometimes maybe these people can bring a little extra or something different to the table, but that should not eliminate completely other parents who want to be involved in their kids' schooling. It should be a rotation, because jobs don't necessarily correlate to how much you love your kid and want to play a role in their lives.
And also, if you work at Morgan Stanley, you're probably super busy as well. Anyhow, that is a really good discussion, but there is also not all parents like this setup at all. As parents are saying, you think I want to drop my work and do this? What's the teacher doing? Why is it that I need to get involved with the outings? I have a job too. What about the school? So do you think this is actually necessary? A good setup with this parents committee?
I mean, if it's there and you're getting mad because certain people with qualifications are going for it, I mean, but there's more slots open and you're just saying, well, you know, it's there, but I have to work all the time. Don't be angry at people who take advantage of things you can't necessarily take advantage of. Try to make time for your kid. You decided to have one, you know. I understand people are busy, but at the same time, once in a while, especially if there's, you know, an outing or something, I think you should try to be there.
I'm thinking maybe be a little flexible with this. Don't have a fixed parents committee with the fixed number of members in this committee. Mm-hmm. Just arrange it randomly, for instance, case-by-case basis.
Yeah, volunteer maybe. And mm-hmm. Certainly we don't want the parents committee to be where it's ruled by the rich and powerful. No.
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 Too early for that. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yao, Ryan Price, and Lai Ming.